Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 280, Mass in Scrotum, Blood in Urine. It's the first time I've said that in a while. It was a big topic in my life back in December. It's almost a month ago now, so it does seem like a while. And this is just getting back into the regularly scheduled episodes that I had pre-recorded prior to the end of 2018. And those were definitely words you didn't want in the same sentence. Especially both of them. And it was 5-6 days that were quite a test, because those are buzzwords, you know. Those are the words. I mean, again, if you're over 50, I mean, all these things, all these little variables kind of add to it, but it was like, wow, what? And you know, I've been saying I'm the best I've ever been, I'm aware, I'm this, I'm that, I'm stopping, I'm reflecting, and it was purple versus yellow. I'll say that, because I really kept to that Pro-U list. What's the next indicated step? What can I do that's in my control? What do I just not have to, need to, should worry about? And it was a test. But I really, really, truly believe I passed it. And, you know, all these sayings that I've been saying, how one deals with a test directly determines the outcome of the test. I always think if you worry and you stress, I mean, you can almost make things manifest, whether it's, you know, physical, mental, or emotional. And I'm thinking, well, when you're calm and you're peaceful and you're confident in the choices you're making and you're letting go of the things that you can't control, I just really believe in my heart that vibe can change things the other way, in a positive way, in a Pro-U way. So here is my one of the scary weeks of 2018. Thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions or comments, please holler. And I want to put a little feeler out. Normally takes me about 6 to 12 months to find a live experience person, student, subject. And I'd love to have a female this time, just because I've done it 3 times with a dude each time. So I'm just going to start putting that out there. Live experience with a wonderful woman that would like to learn how to be Pro-U. So if you know anybody, holla, let me know. But thank you guys. I hope all is going well in January of 2019. Sounds futuristic, doesn't it? And enjoy. Hello, it's Tom. So I wrote a little something-something about my best friend, Zen. And I thought about this specific topic a lot. And I'm not sure if I've verbalized it or if I've ever mentioned it specifically on Le Pro-U Podcast. But shortly after I received Zen, I started realizing that he was in my life for a real reason. He was going to help me get through what I was about to go through. And he was going to become my teacher, my spiritual advisor. So this is what I wrote. What I've learned from Zen, my best friend. Zen never brings up the past. Zen never worries about things that do not matter. Zen never gets upset with me. Zen never gets defensive. Zen has no ego. Zen never judges or critiques anyone, including me. Zen loves unconditionally. Zen doesn't have moods. Zen has never gone to bed mad. Zen never wakes up thinking about the day / night before. Zen is always in the moment. Zen is always happy to see me. Zen rests when he is tired. He eats when he is hungry, and he drinks when he is thirsty. Zen forgives me daily. Zen humbles me daily. That was pretty easy to write. Like I said, I've been thinking about it for a long time. And I was like, well, let me, you know, I'm in the writing mode, writing down everything, trying to write as much as I can about anything when I feel inspired. And I thought, well, I would actually love to put that down onto the old pen to paper. And then I always share it on the podcast. So this is basically a week of my life at 53 in, well, the first week of December, 2018. Mass in the scrotum, blood in the urine. These are buzzwords, words you don't want in the same sentence. And they will cause your heart to beat faster. So I was pretty much aware of, my client Mosher was leaving end of November. And December's always slow. So I knew I had, money was pretty cool. But I was just kind of curious how November would end. And it was just a great month for clarity and, getting through things. And there was a few moments where I'm like, and I even said this thing the last time I talked to Scott. I said, this is the best time of my life. and I was saying to him the same thing. If you can't realize that, there's just no pain, no discomfort, Zen's healthy. You paid bills. It's good. Today, right now, is there anything coming you out, bringing you down? Nothing. You should just stop and go, wow, right now is amazing. And that's how it was. Until. So the month, and I pay rent, and I had extra $400, and I thought, well, cool, just a little boost into December. And it wasn't a big thing, but it was just one of those, I just didn't know, and it was a kind of a feel good, hey, just keep trusting, have faith, things will work out, you're going to be okay, reassurance, so to speak. And then I think it was the 1st of December, I plugged in my phone. And I was going to leave, and I unplugged it, and I can't remember what I did or something. I looked at my phone, and it said zero battery, and I went, and I'm sure you've all heard of that. When your battery dies, it just dies. And I plugged it back in. I'm like, okay. And it was like, well, you need a phone today, not, okay, well, the battery's slowly dying. No, it worked yesterday, and today doesn't. So cheapest phone I could get was $550. So I walked out going, I had lots of problems with the old one. There was lots of things that weren't really working. I got the screen fixed once. It had cracked again. So I'm like, I just went to that. You had the majority of the money, and now you have this phone. And just take care of it. there was just this different thing when I was, making more money and buying them. Like, oh, I need a new one. Psh. Oh, I'll just get the new one. And I'm very thankful for what I went through. because I'm treating this one like it's a $14,000 cell phone. I'm just going to take care of it. And this was kind of the thing. There was this little moment when my battery was dying that day when I wasn't posting. And there was this little click, this little shift that went, do you care, Tom, to myself? Do you care that you're not posting? And I was like this, no. It's like this weird little like, what do you mean no? Like I hadn't really felt like, oh, I'm so sick of it. You know, I don't mind it. I do creative stuff and then I post it. You know, I don't mind. I'm not bumming out about any of it. But there was a definite shift. Like I could feel, or I could sense that I felt differently towards, hey, I should post stuff to, you know, Instagram or, you know, whatever. And I'm like, and like the whole day I did it. And I'm like, that was nice. Like I didn't post anything for a day. And I was like, well, that was nice. Like there was like right away were the benefits of not. So it just was like, again, this is just what I'm preaching lately about when you just let things happen and move forward, you kind of go, oh, there's the lesson. I'll just apply that. That's better. No, oh my God, I was doing it this way and now it's different and it's uncomfortable. What? And, you know, 2 months later, 6 months later, you're like, well, it's a little better now anyway. So you're doing like 5-10 minutes. So that's what I was trying to stay, was just like, okay. And it is. I mean, taking pictures, doing video, when you do that stuff and you're creative and your instrument works well, it's a definite good thing. So I just went, you had the money, you got it, boom. And then, like I said, just accepting that and accepting, okay, you feel differently about not posting. And you were planning on December being slow and you writing. So less social media, less phone. And I went, well, just be on the phone less. Carry the phone less. Just use my phone less was this, wow, that's what I'm going with. All because my battery died and I had to get a new phone. And there was a shift and I'm like, I'm just going with it. That's the thing I love right now. Like a little, just a subtle little ripple in my life. And I'm like, what's that? I like that. Go. All right, do that. Go. And it's just, I don't have to define it. I don't have to debate it. I just, okay, cool. Just don't do that anymore. It's not like I have a boss telling me and I'm earning income or anything else. So I'm like, yeah, you can. So the next day, I was going to the dentist and it was just to pick up my new fancy fake tooth. So I go in and this is the day when, pardon moi. So I get my phone. The only thing I couldn't do was log into my Instagram account. And that's when I was like, well, what do I, you know, new phone, this is what works and I can't. I went on YouTube, you know, I did my best to kind of figure out the problem and I couldn't. I've never done this. And I go on Facebook and I put a post and this Chris friend, pro you podcast listener shouts out, helps me. You know, it's a long process, which is super cool because I needed my hand to be held. And I'm like, look, I go, I had so much going on in my head about, you know, the phone and the new phone, and now I'm trying to get help with this, and I have to go to the dentist. So I go to the dentist. And, you know, it's just a time thing. You know, I just got to drive there, and then you got to sit there, and you got to go in. And it's just to kind of pick something up. And then the technician comes in, it's like not fitting right. And she's like, we have to send it back. You have to come back. And I'm like, okay, I'm not getting upset anymore. I'm not in a chair leaning back with my mouth being held open. Whatever, it's fine. And then all of a sudden the technician goes, you know, there's that plaque, and it's something to your teeth, and yada, yada, yada. You'll probably need a new crown. And I went, what are you doing? Just like my heart, like just squeezed. And I went, what? She says, well, not now. And I'm like, I never really see this woman ever. She was just a technician to make sure that this piece was fit right. And it wasn't. So that was it. And then she said that. It was just, and where I was, because I was a little bit drained and fatigued, this had kind of hit me. where I was like, I just got through the bad summer of the crown and the being put under and the broken nose and the money. And, you know, that was my second one. So I don't want to hear that the first one's going bad at all. And I didn't even know that was a thing. And I was like, And all that was happening while the bottom, it's kind of like burying the lead, but that was Monday and Tuesday. So Sunday, that same week, I feel a little pain, little like muscle pull, something kind of in my groin, hip, something that area. And yeah, I run and I'm like, okay, I stretch, something's, you know, tweaked here or there. And I'm like, okay, I'm that. And so I stretched a little bit and I ran that day and I was fine. And later on, I could feel a little something. And I think I stretched more and I just went to bed. I wake up the next morning and I ran again. And I came home and I stretched a little bit and I could just feel it a little more, like kind of where it was really located. And so this is Monday. And I don't know what time it was, but I have an online client. And I reached down. And I check my scrotum. And I have this intestinal kind of mass thing that's always kind of been attached to one of my testicles and had it checked. It's no big deal. It's whatever. And that's, you know, I was feeling around. And all of a sudden I felt that intestinal kind of stuff was now hard. Like a little third smaller testicle. And I went, well, this is like a hard mass. So when those words, mass, you know, as in hard mass, something like that, not church, and scrotum are stated in the same sentence to a guy, heart rate increases. Because, you know, I noticed it because there was pain and I was like, oh, you know, stretching this and that. I'm like, can't really feel it until I grabbed it and I went, oh. And I sit down because I had an online client. He goes, hey, how are you? And I'm like, and I just kind of shared. I just, you know, did a little inventory and probably got to go get that checked. And we just kind of went on. And this is where it started going, okay, what are you going to do with that? Because there could have been easily a story, a huge, big, ugly, crazy story, movie starting. Dude, it's going to be bad. You know, because had a girl I dated, totally healthy, didn't smoke, didn't drink, didn't do a drug in her life. Cancer, died of it. Father had cancer. Brother had cancer. Grandmother had cancer. So all of a sudden, you know, dude, and you're 53 and you feel mass in your scrotum. You're not going, that's probably nothing. I'll make lunch. And again, I sat down with the client, and as soon as I was done with the client, I'm like, I'm going in. And there's a walk-in clinic in Hollywood, so I just went right there. Haven't used, you know, my not really good insurance at all. And the last time I saw a doctor was this place. I went in for blood work, and I think I went in for something else too. But really cool. I can walk to it. Super cool doctor, the owner, and I loved the place. I just remember liking this guy, and when I was like, okay, this is a little bit of a heart pumper. I just like, I liked that guy. And that's why I went back there. So I go in, happen to, you know, talking to someone about, you know, this guy, and he happened to be the owner. And I went, oh, he's super cool. And that's why I came back. And so they go, we're going to draw some, or if, you know, take some urine. And then we'll have a doctor come in. So gave him some urine, had the doctor come in, and, you know, we did the chit-chat. And she says, well, next step is just to go get the ultrasound. I've never had that done. I'm like, you know, no. And I was like, okay. And this is like the weirdest thing, but it was like right there in my head. It was like, okay, she just said next indicated step. And she goes, well, if you have time today, you could probably get in today. And I'm like, okay. When I walk out the door, call the place, and they gave me a list of places, you know, find out which one is close or whatever. And cause I walked there, and then so I go outside, or I go in just outside the office in the waiting room, and she was going to give me the list of the different places to get the ultrasound done. And she said, oh, Tom, can you come back in here? And I go, yeah. So I go walking back in. She goes, we just found blood in your urine. So once again, blood and urine in the same sentence, typically buzzwords, red flag, heart rate increases. And I was like, okay. And she goes, so we'd like to send it out and it's, you know, this much money. And, you know, cause she goes, you know, we want to make sure what that is. And she kind of made me more at ease going, look, you know, there's a bunch of things that can grow inside your scrotum, which is pretty crazy to hear, but it was, you know, basically true. And then she said, you know, there can be different reasons for the blood in your urine. And so it's like, okay, go. And this is where I was like, oh, not slow motion, but it was like, okay, these are those moments where it should feel like slow motion because you're like, what did I just hear? What am I going through? What, like, you know, an hour ago, you know, it's an hour and a half later and I'm walking out of a doctor's office and I have a mass in my scrotum and I have to go get an ultrasound and I have blood in my urine. And I did the little inventory, not because I wanted to or thought, hey, I just kind of was like, I'm kind of calm. And this, now again, this is the trippy part that's hard to talk about because I don't really understand it fully, but it's like, so am I calm because I'm a better version of me and I'm handling this better? Or is it just I haven't found out the bad, or I don't know what it was exactly. I couldn't pinpoint it, but it was definitely that, well, what can you do now? Well, I got to make the ultrasound appointment. So I'm like, okay. And that was kind of it. Like there wasn't, you know, it's possibly bad or it's possibly good. There was just nothing they said. It was like, okay, blood. Okay, mass. Go, just, we got to go get them. Like step two, more tests. Like that was it. It was no like, well, we think, we hope, we might, nothing. Just, and so I thought, well, there is no story. There's no movie. There's no factual data. There's just this next indicated step. So I'm like, all right, I'll just do that. So found one that was relatively close, called. This was again the Monday. I go, first availability Wednesday. I'm like, wow, I was kind of hoping to do that today, you know, expedite this, find out what it is, find out the answer, am I okay, thing. And I'm like, okay, so I called one other place, and they're like, oh, we just closed, call back tomorrow, and open at 9, so, you know, tomorrow morning. I'm like, I don't know what I think I had a client earlier or something. I'm like, okay, remember, 9 o'clock, call that other place, see if you can get an ultrasound in on Tuesday. So 9 o'clock rolls around, call the place. They go, ah, we can get you in Wednesday. And I'm like, well, I already have an appointment on Wednesday for the place. I'm like, okay. And there's in my brain, there was this thing, like if I was talking to someone going, well, you did what you know, you felt it. An hour and a half later, you went to the doctor. They said, draw, you know, get urine. Okay, now we're going to send that in. And then go get the ultrasound. So I did all those things, and now paid for them. They said how much it was and got, you know, scheduled the ultrasound. And, you know, rest of Monday was kind of wait till Tuesday morning at 9. And then I was like, okay, well, you can't get in. It's like, okay. And I was going through Tuesday and I was like, and it didn't hurt worse. It wasn't anything different or whatever, you know, all was the same, but I was definitely aware that I was kind of sitting in the canoe pretty deep. Considering, because I mean, you know, like again, 10 years ago, I don't know what that information would have meant to me, but 10 years ago, anything that scared me or frightened me or worried me and added to the anxiety and panic that I was just, you know, cruising the world daily with, I would be telling people and oh my God. And I mean, it would just, would, you know, a 9 out of 10 alert. And outside of that client who, when I sat down, said, how are you? I'm like, "What? I'm a good client. I love the dude. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, I just felt my scrotum. I'm going to tell you. Like, I don't know how I feel. It's kind of weird. But I even handled that situation. Like, we just, like, from that, we just went on and handled. And I was, I'm like, I loved who I was. Like, oh, dude, I can't talk. I'm freaking out. I've got to, dude, I'm panicked. I found a mass. It hurts. I'm going to the doctor now. I can't talk to anybody. Can't focus. Can't. I mean, that kind of would have been me in the past at any real moment about anything. Oh, my God, there might be a bad story. and it would just take over my mind, and I could not get it out, and the heart rate would go up, and the panic, and the stress, the anxiety. I mean, it was, that was just standard. And that's what I mean. At this point, this juncture, this moment, this vista, I'm like, wow, that's heavy. Blood in the urine, mass in the scrotum. And you're like, it's Tuesday. And, you know, Monday was a little, like, I didn't want to work out Monday. But Tuesday I woke up, like, well, I'll run. And also I just got some things done. And like I said, it was just check this off, check that off. Okay, call at 9, can't get in, go to the other place. So Wednesday rolls around, go into the place, get the ultrasound done. Just laying in, a, you know, bed for like 20, 25 minutes. And we get done. And this is like another one of these funny moments that I was able to see, because I wasn't panic stricken. And the woman gets done. Now again, she's just doing the ultrasound. She's not the doctor. She's not, you know, going, well, this is what I see. She's not giving me any results. She's just doing that, and we're done. So we get done, and she goes, okay, if there's any bad news, you'll hear today. And I stopped, and I kind of chuckled, and she looked, and I said, well, you ever see that episode of Modern Family? I love Phil, the dad, and he gets up. He's on Jeopardy. It's funny. It's just a great episode, and he's on Jeopardy. He's younger, and he wins it, gets the answer totally wrong, and they give him a lifetime supply of razors. He runs out one day, and he's like, how does that? It was a lifetime. So what does that mean? And he goes to the doctor, just gets a checkup, and the doctor pokes him kind of in the side, and he goes, ow. And he goes, does that hurt? I was like, oh, you poke. He's like, well, probably nothing. He goes, well, if we see anything in the results, I'll give you a call. Anything bad, alarming, I'll give you a call. So Phil goes about his day, and a little while later, he sees a missed call from his doctor. So he calls the office. He goes, oh, yeah, he just got on his plane. It's like, wait a minute. This guy said he would call if there was bad news, and he called, and now I need to get a hold. And so Phil just starts going, I'm, you know, 35% chance of dying. I got a 50% chance of dying, as the episode went on. And it was just funny because it was like she just said it really straightforward. Like, if it's bad news, you'll find out today. So I'm like, okay, so it's like 10:30. So I just need to worry that it could be horrible news today. But if I go to sleep tonight, then I know it's not bad. And she laughed. And I thought it was just kind of funny because it was like the whole time going, it's next indicated step, deal with the time in between. That could have been the title, but it wasn't as catchy as mass in the scrotum, blood in the urine. That sounds dramatic, doesn't it? And it was. But just like, again, going, okay, if I get a phone call today, it's because it's bad. And that didn't set me on fire. And it would have before. I would have been home like holding my phone for the next 8 hours going, okay, don't ring, don't ring, don't ring. Oh, it's, you know, it's a text. You know, again, when you're connected to these external things and their high highs and their low lows, you run that gambit with them. And you get tired and freaked out. Now you're a 6 out of 10, and now it's worse. And it's all because there's a story. And I was like an 8, going, okay, making a joke. Walked out of the ultrasound place. I said, all right, you know, it's 10:30 in the morning on Wednesday. I'm going to have Wednesday. If I don't get a phone call today, I'm pretty, you know, much good. And it was like, again, it was not these, well, then I, there's just a moment where I, not at all. And again, I know the difference of what moments like this would have done to me in the past. Again, had not told anybody. And I went to a client's, and this was totally with the last episode, I asked why. I was like training the client. I'm like, well, I'll tell him. I mean, it's a big story. Dude, I'm amassing my scrotum, blood in my ear. No way. Oh, what'd you find out? Well, nothing yet. Like, what are you going to tell him for? You don't know. Sounds bad, could be bad. You don't know if it's bad. You don't know the results. I mean, why? And it was just this weird thing going, yeah, why? And it wasn't, there wasn't judgment. There wasn't weird feelings. It was just, I don't need to tell anybody. You know, if I get a phone call Wednesday and it's bad, then I can probably call someone if I need to. But right now, what? There's a story. There's a story started. That would be the surmise. There's a story that has started. great story, Tom. Thank you for sharing. And Wednesday night went to bed. I'm like, well, I guess that's good. I didn't get a phone call, and that would have been the bad day. And again, this was after the dentist, and this was after the phone. And when I left the dentist, and all this stuff was kind of, there was a moment where I felt, I'm like, okay, see, this is about where you do bad, because you're kind of, it's a lot. You know, you spent the money, and then it was this, and then the phone didn't work, and the app didn't work, and then you go to the dentist, and you get this comment about the worst moments of your life at the dentist, and the crown's funky, and it's like, oh yeah, don't forget about the mass, don't forget about the blood in the urine. And I was like, oh, I just, okay. And I went, and it was perfect, because I'm like, okay, this is where it got heavy, and you don't have to feel wonderful, just drive home. And again, not literally, but there's a little part of me going, wow, look at, I mean, that's fantastic how you're just, okay, just put that over there right now. Don't think about that. Just stay here. How am I able to do that? Because of my 53 years, because of the last 6 years, because of the last 6 months, because of the last month, because of the pro-you choices that I've made. And like by default, these things are happening. They're pretty dope, and I can tell the difference. So then Thursday rolls around, I don't hear anything, and I'm going through the day, and I'm noticing that the sensitivity or the kind of pain is kind of decreased. And I ran Thursday morning, and I did a workout, live workout on Wednesday. I mean, it's funny, as I did a live workout on Wednesday, and I'm like, Wednesday, go, well, I keep bad news today, you know? And I just went home and, you know, did the workout, and I wasn't going to get into it, but like in the back of my mind, I'm like, there's a mass in my scrotum and blood in my urine. Hello, welcome to Wednesday's workout. Again, it's just, you know, why, you know, I loved it. Because I would, if I got bad news, I had to tell someone, because I wanted, you know, comfort, a hug, whatever. Why you share bad news? You just want someone to understand and to hear. And I didn't have to. And I was like, okay, I'm like going slow. I'm pumping the brakes. I'm pausing. I'm calm. I'm not listening. I'm not watching the story. Like, this is the best. So again, there was part of me during this week, in lieu of how I was feeling and the data that I had received so far, I was like, wow, I'm pretty unaffected. I like me. I like this version. I like the fruits of my labor. So Thursday, I don't know when it was around 5 or something, they said, sent me a text saying, you know, call us or come in whenever you want to get the results. So they opened at 8, so Friday morning, 8 a.m., rolled on into the Hollywood Clinic. And it was another doctor. So there's three doctors I've met, the owner and the woman that helped me the last time. And then now this is a dude named Derek. And all three were great, just super cool, smart, wonderful people. And he's like, well, number one, the scrotum is a... I actually have it here. I was going to read it, and I forgot. Ah, here it is. Look at that. I got it. Epididymal cyst, which is benign. And I was like, so it might kind of swell up like that. Might kind of hurt, ebb and flow kind of a thing, but there's nothing to it. Don't worry about it. It's nothing. And I was like, best possible news. He's like, okay, number two, blood in the urine, there's bilateral varicocelis, like veins, and those can leak or bleed or whatever. And he goes, nothing to worry about. And I was like, so here's kind of trippy, but I've said it before. How one deals with the test directly determines the outcome of the test. I made that up in Vegas hella long time ago, 25 years ago. And it hit me. I was like, okay, I was calm. I didn't panic. I wasn't stressed. I wasn't venting. I wasn't sharing it. I really didn't even dwell on it. I did next indicated step, K. Okay, wait till Wednesday, K. All right, if I get a phone call today, it's bad. All right, that didn't happen. Oh, didn't hear. Oh, results are in. All right, going tomorrow. And I was like, how? Like, again, in the canoe. In the Zen pond going, I'm so thankful I'm in this canoe. Yeah, but there's the test. Okay, Results yet? None? Okay. I'm in the canoe. Boy, I like the canoe. I like sitting in here. Just the Zen. Hey, there's blood in your urine. Hey, it's like, yeah, what does that mean? We don't know yet. Okay. Let me know when you know. Oh, I'm just thankful. I like working out. I like my, you know, I was making this cool thing in Zen Garden, you know, like Wednesday, Thursday. And I'm like, okay, see, this is so cool. Like, I'm making something cool with driftwood. In lieu of, hey, you get a phone call today, you know, blood in the urine, you know, this is that, what's going on? Look over here at this screen, it's pretty bad. I'm like, nah, I'm good. So it was this thing going back and forth, going, okay, was it just nothing? I didn't know, you know, it wasn't really that painful. It didn't really bother me. So I was like, ah, it's probably nothing, which isn't me typically. But again, it doesn't matter the pain. It hurt, and it's in my scrotum. We're talking about testicles and testicular cancer, and there's a mass. What's a mass? And, oh, well, it's a cyst, but it's benign. You know what I mean? It's still a cyst, and that's what, you know, that's related to the cancer. And then blood in the urine. I mean, my whole life, you have blood in the urine. There's some, you know, you're watching a movie, and someone got blood in the urine. The next thing you know, they're in the hospital. Probably dying or something. So again, that's all I knew. These things are bad. Fact. And I didn't flip. I didn't spin. I didn't rumorate. I didn't beat me. I didn't. I just chilled and did me. Now again, there are a couple moments, but I was aware going, yeah, that dentist, and you came and you think about your week. It was, you know, you got a lot going on. You're fine. That was it. No big argument, discussion, white noise. Just purple. 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 So I walk away from the thing going, it is just time that passes in between the next indicated steps. And it is how one responds to that time. The choices you make, what you do with it. I mean, it literally, like the week before, I was like, you know, still training Scott, money was coming in. I thought, wow, this is the best time of my life. Next week, mass, scrotum, blood, urine, doctors, ultrasound. Spent, you know, the money I had after I paid rent on a phone. Now I had to pay for the doctor visit. Had to pay for the ultrasound. Had to pay for the blood urine test. I mean, I had to pay. I'm like, okay. And it's Saturday. So I just got the news yesterday. And I'm like, it's pretty much the same week as far as me doing stuff. Like, I operated the same this week, the same level as I did last week when I just felt fabulous. Things were moving on. Things were the same. It was still that mode. You know, Scott's here and training him and doing this. And just, I was like, wow, this is a great time right now. Felt great. Zen was great. Money was great. Life was great. Hey, scrotum, blood. How do you feel? It's good. It's good to be me right now. Now, is it good that I had those things? No, it's good how I responded. Be thankful in all circumstances. Not for them. I'm not thankful I had a mass in my scrotum and blood in there. I'm just thankful how I responded. Super, super thankful how I handled the test. And if how I handled the test had anything to do with the outcome, because let's say I freaked out, I tripped out as soon as I felt that mass, and I canceled everything, and I was panicked, and they're like, ultrasound, I'm like, till Wednesday, and I freaked out all Monday, all Tuesday, waiting for Wednesday, and then it's like, if you get bad news today, and I sat around panicked all day Wednesday, I don't know, in my mind, I just think that's what stress has the ability to do, is it's like you're just cultivating this big ball of stress, and that can just make anything, everything worse. And I didn't do that. I didn't add to the problems. So they just remained technical. And technically they were not that bad. So I just walked away. Lesson learned, note to self. I shall keep doing what I'm doing because I like what I'm getting. If you don't like what you're getting, you got to do something different. but if you, and I said this to this client, Nick, who I love, I said, dude, how do you feel? He says, good. And I go, you're doing this? He goes, yep. I go, see how much better you are than like 6 months ago when you started? He goes, yep. I go, now here's the click, you know, the key. He goes, what? I go, nothing's broke. Don't fix it, but keep doing everything that got you here. You know, being consistent, picking these thoughts. He goes, well, I'm just trying to control that, which I can. And I'm like, you just said that. Like, it just came out of his mouth like it was his sentence. And I'm pretty sure I gave it to him. But it just came out, and I'm like, okay, keep doing what you're doing. You like how you... Now, same drama here, same issues here. And he goes, yeah, but that dog's going to bark, that cat's going to meow, and I expect it to. I'm not going to get frustrated or thrown. I'm like, I'm going to remain thankful for what I have. So there was another example of someone who was better at being him, and his life was easier as is. Nothing had changed externally. He was just doing way better at himself. Thus, in his life, he was doing way better. And again, when I'm like, okay, can you get through the summer? And that was tough. Yep. Wow. How do you feel? Well, I feel really good. Yeah, but you spend a lot of money in this. Like, I'm good, dude. I'm solid. It's the best I've ever been. And that was my quote. Best I've ever been, less of everything. That's a great quote. I think at 53 you go, this is a quote I made up about myself. I'm the best I've ever been. I have less of everything. Two sentences, short, boom, powerful, bam. Come to my well by the water I sell. So I am going to keep dealing with these tests, how I have been, and especially this last one. And I hope you can take something from this story and apply it to yourself. Again, I'm never telling anyone what to do. I'm just telling y'all what I'm doing and hoping that something resonates with you. You pick up some little nugget, some little seed that you plant and you can water and, you know, navigate your pro-you path of self-discovery and find yourself going through moments, being a better you, and enjoying how that feels. So, I'm not sure when I wrote this. You know, doing the podcast for almost 4 years, and it's a little hard to remember everything you've read. But this, I read the first few, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. Maybe this is more recently. So again, what I learned from Zen is how I opened. And I got one more little thing to read, but when I saw this entitled What I've Learned, I'm like, let's read this. Faith can be one's greatest ally. There are pro-you choices, and there are not. No in between. Everything works out as it is supposed to. The more you embrace and utilize that knowledge, the more efficient / pro you, you can live. The wrong people end up leaving your life. If you have clarity in purpose and intention, one can be content along their path. Water, stretching, and foam rolling are more important to your health and future health than any workout. What you do for your body is more vital than what you expect out of your body or make your body do. Recovery time is way underrated. Without health, there's not a lot to be joyful about. With health, there's not a lot to be down about. Consistency allows for familiarity, which allows for comfort, which allows for peace, which allows for confidence, which allows for joy, which allows for hope. The worst thing anyone can do is to not be aware of your thoughts. The only thing more difficult than building new habits is undoing the old. I never regretted growing older and I live my life as to never regret anything. My greatest achievement has been to know this simple truth. My actions and words are my responsibility. How others respond to them is theirs. 2. I have complete clarity on the value of my good. I built it 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 moment, 1 day, 1 week, 1 season, 1 year at a time. The thing I know most, nothing or no one can take away my good. You can be alone and not be lonely. You can love your animal more than any person. All you get is this moment right now. Thus, be here now. Love for someone cannot be expressed via a conversation. Love is demonstrated by consistent actions over time. The people who should love you unconditionally and support you aren't always the ones that do. Family does not always mean blood related. Not blood related does not mean family. When you discover how to need less, you'll embrace how to want less. Last thing's a little thing I found on Instagram. Be mindful now is what caught my attention. So I'm going to end with this. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the flow of the breath. Pay attention to all your senses. Notice the taste, texture, color of food. Empty the mind. Take a few moments to be still. As soon as the mind wanders, bring it back to your breath. Practice non-judgmental listening. Be aware of every daily activity, driving, texting, cleaning. Go outdoors, walk around in nature. Forgive yourself for every negative thought. Be grateful. Say thank you to nature, people, and things. Go easy on yourself. With time, you will see the progress. And this is just like one of those picture image kind of things, so there's no author, but I was like, okay, it kind of talks about the pro-you moment. It talks about, you know, being kind to yourself, you know, talks about going outside in nature and, you know, be thankful. And I was like, yeah, that, I mean, there it is, a little pro-you surmise. If you or anyone you know wants to chat, wants to ask a question, share anything, get a hold of me at proupodcast@gmail.com. I share typically everything, but if you want to share something with me anonymously, you can. I mean, if you want me to share it anonymously, I can. And if you don't want me to share it at all, I won't have to share it. So feel free to shout out at me. Again, just to let you know, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, the Pro You Podcast Facebook page. Check that out. And live workout Wednesdays are still happening. So record those every Wednesday, but they're on the Facebook Pro You Podcast page as well. Just remember, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, however you feel, you are worth it. and welcome to your Pro You moment. As always, stoked that you're here. Let's begin to control that which we can control. We're seated somewhere, legs crossed if we can, eyes closed, neutral neck, neck in line with the spine, navel pulled into the spine, shoulders over the hips. We're going to draw that inhale through the nose, slow it down, elongate it. We're going to exhale out the mouth, slow it down, elongate it. And as you're controlling your breath, you're focusing on your breath. You're connecting your mind and body, which is the best way to stay present and have a clutter-free mind. Hence the Pro You moment. If you feel any tension, stress, any thought center, just breathe into it. Ask the thoughts to leave. Return to your breath. And do this to the best of your ability. For 180 seconds, I'll let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Congratulations on a super successful Pro You moment. I've always known that there's a good feeling when you get through something. And if you learned something, It's easy to kind of hold on to that lesson as you move forward. And I always feel like, well, the next test is just to see if you are who you think you are, if you're at that level that you believe you're at. So, if, say you're going to work on your anger, and you're doing great at it, and then something comes along your path that tests you. Right there is an opportunity to learn to grow. And if we can pause, hit the brakes for just a moment, and accept the feelings that are happening, but don't roll with them. Okay. I feel like I'm getting angry. I want to get angry. Why? Why am I doing that? Is that who I want to be? Is that the version of myself that I want to be? And it might be micromanaging, but I think that's what it takes when you're trying to quiet the white noise and the voice in your mind. And when you got through a year and a summer that was quite challenging, and you're feeling happy and content and peaceful and confident, and you get buzzwords from a doctor, there's the test. But it was so much easier to just look into my Pro-U toolbox and take out the tools that I've built, that I've used before, that I know work. Controlling what I could, letting go what I couldn't, next indicated step, breathing, choosing my thoughts, remaining faithful. I'm very, very happy of all I've been through. Thankful for all I've been through. Thankful for all I've learned. Thankful for the version of myself that I am. So I can navigate the bad, see with clarity through it, grow through that which I'm going through, and learn. Not just in hindsight, but while I'm in it. That is most valuable to me. And so much more could have happened from that one doctor visit. And I walked away with nothing. I walked out of the accident over a year ago, was in, neither one of us scratched. Breadcrumbs. Keep doing what you're doing if you like what you're getting. And if you don't, do different. Peace and God bless.